You swear.
Okay, let's start with the tweets, the nightly tweets. Night 8 with Adam Solomon, night 8 with Gabe Megasing. What started this? Who started this? You?
Gabe started this.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did.
Okay,
day one. That was day one, but it's been ever since day one, it's been a tradition.
Uh-huh.
And
how many of these things are actually happening?
We like basically 100%.
Yes,
yeah,
basically. Yes, you painting a portrait in the mirror with the complimentary shampoo.
Yeah, that's Freddie Mercury. He's a big fan.
Yeah, that's actually
that's
a
real
thing.
Life.
Yeah.
Okay,
we have pictures.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was actually stuck to the ceiling with jelly too.
That's fantastic.
Tons of bad heat.
Really what are you at now? Like 305 or something like that. What are you weighing right now?
I'm about 320 right now.
320. Okay,
yeah.
So you were able to stick yourself to the ceiling.
I was.
With strawberry
just
jelly.
Sturdy steel.
You got to mix in Gorilla Glue.
Okay.
You have to do that.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of pointers here. The key to sticking oneself to the ceiling is strawberry jelly and Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, okay. And a strong ceiling.
Strong ceiling.
Yes.
Asbestos.
Yes. Okay. What do you think of his hair and the fact that he's doing that right now?
When I look at his hair, I have aspirations of my own. I just wish that my hair was that straight. Like, that is beautiful. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's some girls that can't have hair like that. And he's very blessed.
But he has the, like, if you look at him, you're just like, he's going to take care of you.
Yeah, is that right?
You want to be his girlfriend because he has soft hair. He's got soft eyes.
Soft hair and soft eyes.
Well, you want to be his girlfriend, too, because he's going to... He'll condition your hair, right?
Yeah, but
he'll take care of your hair too.
But you're a good person.
He's a great person.
You're
too.
A good person.
Who is a better person?
He is.
No, come on.
He goes to church every Sunday. Today, what are you doing after this?
I'm going to church.
Yes, okay, so that makes him a better person than you?
He's
a better person than me.
Yeah, no, why is he a better person than you?
Because I believe that there's always room for improvement in myself.
Uh-huh.
So, no matter what it is.
And he's already there?
No matter what it is.
No, here, let me give you an example.
Okay.
I forget to invite him to McDonald's sometimes because I make nightly trips there.
Mm-hmm.
On occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And when he goes out to eat, he's always like, Gabe, would you like to come? And I'm like, wow, I'm a terrible person. I hate myself.
You really do hate yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I say it.
You say it out loud?
I tell people.
To him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't I?
What? No. You're a great person.
No, you're the best.
I love you more. Love each other, so.
I love you more.
Okay. Cool. When did this bromance begin?
Basically, the day he committed, I was like, I want to be in his family.
Yeah, since day one, really.
Mm-hmm.
Spring game. When we committed, we were out here at the spring game, and it was like we had known each other the whole time.
There you go.
So we've always, this is a brotherhood in itself. But
sure.
We've always had that sense of brotherhood in ourselves as well.
Uh-huh.
We've always been close, and we like to enjoy ourselves and have fun
roommates.
Together. And we're roommates.
In real life.
In real life,
like this is
at camp and at home. We're roommates, so
okay.
So we really do enjoy each other's company, and we have fun with each other. So
he lives directly above me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this tunnel that goes through.
There's a tunnel.
Just kind of call
there you
out.
Go.
Tribal.
We need to go back to that. You have a call upstairs.
Yep.
Special language between the two of you.
Well, he goes, ho ha. You know, like I said, I go, yay.
And that's it.
And I'll be in his room in about 5 seconds.
And that's when the McDonald's run happens.
There you go.
Of when you order what? It's okay. The Illini nutrition people won't hear this.
Okay, cool.
Them trying to get your body fat down or whatever, it won't. I mean, like 6 people will hear this.
Nothing shy. I mean, it's nothing specific, but nothing shy of 3,000 calories.
In any, like,
anything.
You just try and add up calories. Yeah. You're not really worried what it tastes like.
I get 3 or 4 parfaits, 3 McChickens with cheese.
Uh-huh.
Add Big Mac sauce. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Stack them. I just get like buns.
My son will do the. I don't think I should say it on the air, but it's.
We know.
Yes. The McChicken inside the McDouble.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Those ones are special.
Let's call it that.
Yeah. Yes. You could say it because you're a bad person, but. Yeah. But let's not talk about. But I tried it. I just can't do it. I can't do the fried and the burger and the.
I think it's more of to say you did it than actually enjoying it.
Yeah. Okay. I've got these other two over here that I got to do next, and they're waiting over here. Yes. So I probably need to wrap this up. But right. Let's talk football. Question.
Yes, sir.
You're both redshirted. How's it feeling second year?
Second year is going well so far. You know, that freshman year is something that they say is a grind, and you're not guaranteed to play.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing all the extra workouts, and you're going against the ones, and you're really putting your body out there. And this year, you can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. You have this opportunity to play, to prove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The stakes are much higher, that's for sure, but mm-hmm. at the same time, you feel like you're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be ready to go this year.
Yeah,
that's for sure. So far we're loving it.
Great,
we're really loving it, and we're excited.
Great.
Yeah, same kind of deal. Like last year, I thought it was just hard. Like there was no fun.
Yeah.
You know, camp didn't have that much fun.
Uh-huh.
Season, it was just grindy. You know, going to class, doing all this for nothing really. Uh-huh. And now it's like maybe. It's mm-hmm. a big maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a no, it's like, let's mm-hmm. do it.
And there's hope.
There's hope. That's there's right. a lot of hope.
Okay. Well, I look forward to some tweets tonight. You need to crank up the game, I guess, because, you know, people are paying attention now. So
there you go.
Good luck with it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, gentlemen. All right, thank you.